Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google's Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Do you think smartphones in 2018 are kind of boring? Well, not anymore, because Huawei have announced the Mate 20 series this week, and it is going to make smartphones in 2018 great. Again. Hello everyone, it is David Cannon here. It is the Friday News Update, episode 48. And yes, episode 47 is still planned. It's going to be a bonus episode of the Friday News Update for our first anniversary. I've already recorded it. I tried to get it out this week, but it's been a packed schedule. I haven't had any time to publish it. So that is coming tomorrow, hopefully, on all the usual platforms. But for now, let's talk about Huawei's new devices. This is the Friday News Update, and first up this week, Huawei have announced the Mate 20 Pro, the Mate 20, the Mate 20 X, the Mate 20 RS, and the Huawei Watch GT at an event in London this week. Great to see an event in the UK. Let's start with the Huawei Mate 20 Pro, which is the best one of the range that isn't horribly overpriced. So, first of all, yes, there is a notch, and it's huge. Like, it's nearly as big as the iPhone XS's notch, but at least it does have a very good purpose. 3D face unlock. Yep, it is a rip-off of Face ID. What did you expect from Huawei? Of course they were going to do this. And it does seem to work pretty well. Once it's set up, it does seem to be 3D facial recognition, and it doesn't seem to be as secure as Face ID, but still, it's very cool facial recognition, and it's using all the same tech as the iPhone XS, so it should work very similarly. And if you don't like facial recognition, then Huawei have got you covered with another really cool unlock method, which is an in-screen fingerprint sensor. This is really cool. You just put your finger down on the screen, it recognizes your fingerprint and logs you straight in. This is first in-screen fingerprint sensor really in a mainstream phone here in the UK before the OnePlus 6T comes out next month. And I like fingerprint sensors on the front, so that is great that we can finally have a front fingerprint sensor without sacrificing thin bezels. And this does have really thin bezels, helped by that curved 6.4 inch QHD AMOLED screen, which looks so stunning. It could be the best screen on any smartphone right now. And we probably need to talk about these cameras as well. There's a triple camera setup on the back inside a square camera bump. Bit weird, but one is an ordinary 40 megapixel f1.8 sensor. That's going to be the one you use most of the time. And then there is a 8 megapixel f2.4 lens, which is going to get you up to 3x optical zoom, which is really cool. So you can zoom into stuff without losing any detail. And there's also a brand new 20 megapixel f2.2 wide angle lens, so you'll be able to get more into the shot. This is my favorite configuration of a triple camera setup. We saw this on the LG V40, and I praised it there as well. You're gonna be able to do a ton of stuff with these cameras. There's also a 24 megapixel camera on the front, f2.0. We get a 4,200 milliamp hour battery, which is ridiculously huge. That's gonna last you ages. And we get wireless charging for the first time, which is really, really good. But there's also a really, really cool feature here, which is reverse wireless charging. The first time this has been on a phone, you just place any phone with wireless charging onto the back of the Mate 20 Pro and it wirelessly charges that phone. That is gonna be amazing, but be warned, it is gonna make you really, really popular. So hope your friends don't have phones with terrible battery life. We also get the Kirin 980, which is really, really fast, with 6 gig or 8 gig of RAM. And we get a ripoff of Animojis, of course, called 3D Live Emojis, and a really cool thing that lets you scan toys in. It will make a 3D model of that toy, and it can animate it in AR. It can walk around a room in AR, which is really cool. And instead of getting micro SD cards, you now use nano memory cards, which are the size of nano SIMs. But this is probably an excuse for Huawei to rip you off with really expensive memory cards. And that is going to cost £900. Pre-orders are open now. You'll get it on the 26th of October. That's when you can actually properly buy it, and there's a really good pre-order deal which I will tell you about later in the show. We also have the Mate 20 RS, which is basically exactly the same but with a leather back, and it costs €1,700. That's a huge rip-off. Don't buy it, not even when it comes out on the 16th of November. And we also get the Huawei Mate 20, which is a downgraded version of the Pro, obviously. It's got quite a lot of downgrades, actually. There is an LCD screen, 6.5 inches instead of the AMOLED screen, but it still looks pretty good. We are not getting an in-screen fingerprint sensor. The sensor is on the back. We are not getting the facial recognition, but that does mean we get a tiny notch, the water drop notch that everyone really likes at the moment. The cameras are a bit downgraded, but we still get the wide angle and the zoom lens, which is really, really good. We are getting 4 gig or 6 gig of RAM, and this has a headphone jack. Woohoo! While the Pro doesn't, for some reason. And actually, both have Android Pie straight out the box, which is really good to see. Well done, Huawei. That is fantastic. That's going to cost €800 in Europe. Finally, there is the Mate 20X. This is very similar to the Mate 20 Pro. However, it has the water drop notch instead of that big notch with the facial recognition. So again, no facial recognition. And there's also no in-screen fingerprint sensor. There is one on the back. However, it does have the same cameras as the Pro, and we are getting a 7.2 inch AMOLED screen. How are you going to be able to hold that? And we're also getting a 5,000 milliampere hour battery. That's ridiculous. And an M-Pen stylus. So can you see the inspiration for this? Surely not the Galaxy Note 9. I mean, Huawei would never copy another company, right? Anyway, that is going to cost €900. It's going to be released on the 26th of October. None of these are coming to the US, and it looks like only the Pro is coming to the UK for now. The rest of them are all coming to Europe. And finally, we have the Huawei Watch GT, which is, to be honest, more of a fitness band than a smartwatch. It has a 1.4 inch OLED screen. It's got heart rate sensor, built-in GPS, NFC, sleep tracking, exercise tracking. But the problem with this is it runs Huawei's own Lite OS, which is intended to give you really good battery life. It can get you up to a month with the heart rate sensor off, or up to 2 weeks with the heart rate sensor on. But it has barely any apps. It doesn't even have a weather or calendar app. Come on, Huawei. Put some apps on it or it's not really a smartwatch. It's gonna cost from 200 euros, but you can get it free with a wireless charger if you pre-order the Mate 20 Pro. So that is a pretty good pre-order deal in the UK. And finally, Apple are announcing a new iPad on the 30th of October. Thanks for listening and goodbye.